recordings have started.
Thank you very much, Sam. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the GAC GNSO Consultation Group meeting on the 8th of September 2015. As part of the roll call and confirmation of presence, I would like you to please say that you are on the call audibly once I mention your name. Thank you ever so much. From the GNS, Jonathan Robinson.
Present.
David Cake. Mark David Cake is absent. Amel Sadeh.
I'm present.
Thank you. Brian Winterfeld. We note Brian Winterfeld's absence. Avi Dorian.
On the call.
Thank you. Carlos Gutierrez. We'll note Carlos Gutierrez's absence. Mason Cole.
Present.
Thank you. And from the GAC, we have Manal Ismail.
Yes, present.
Thank you. We have received an apology from Suzanne Waddell, next on the list. Next person is Anna Nevis. We'll move on as I see Anna Nevis is connected on the audio bridge. And next we have Mark Carvel.
Yes, present. Hello, everyone.
Thank you. The next person is Gemma Maria Campios. We will note her as absent on the call. And Olga Cavalli.
Hello, present.
Thank you very much. And from staff, I would like to note that we have Olaf Norling, Marika Kernes, Clint Zaneri, and myself, Markley Perrigan. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Natalie, so for the record, Manal, Ismail, and myself are the co-chairs of this group, and welcome everyone back to the group. It's been a while since we've met, and so this is really a matter of getting things back on track and deciding resetting our expectations, I guess, and making sure we cover up what additional open work there still is to do here, and so on. So you'll see there's a proposed agenda up on the top right of the screen, and that takes us through a number of different items, including number six, which we may or may not have time to cover, which is really look into possible recommendations for other phases of the GNSO PDP, since the current work really looks at just the first phase, the current that's going on in practice. So the first item we come to is the GNSO review of the GAC communique. This is something that GNSO initiated on the back of a sort of suggestion or an idea that was generated almost a year ago now, and we've intended to pick it up for a couple of ICANN meetings and done some work on the formatting and finally came around to processing or reviewing the GAC communique in the format you see in front of you here, and we communicated that to the board, and the basic principle is to look through the GAC communique coming out of the ICANN meeting, and there was a concern that these GAC communiques simply didn't necessarily get picked up in good time, or at least weren't properly or formally reviewed by the GNSO to look for policy implications. So the purpose of this is really and recognize where there is existing policy work going on, where there has been historic policy work, or where there is planned future policy work, and to try and, in a sense, as part of early engagement at another level or effective engagement, do that. And so that work was done. It's been sent to the board and copied to the GAC. And I guess what we're doing here is both providing this update that I just have, and if anyone is welcome to add anything to that, and also taking soundings as to whether there was any feedback. I think there hasn't been any sort of formal feedback. So And although this isn't strictly a product of this group, it relates very closely to the work of this group. And so any comments or thoughts or points around that, that particularly from GAC colleagues, it would be great to know if this was well received, badly received, or nobody's had a chance to look at it yet. Any thoughts or comments on this would be very useful. Go ahead, Manal.
Thank you, Jonathan. Just to note that I believe it's a very good initiative, and it has already been well received by a few GAC colleagues back in Buenos Aires during our meeting when we discussed this initiative. I think it's very helpful. I also believe it would be helpful for the board itself. But again, have we considered seeking board feedback on this? Or do we as GAC and GNSO expect any replies or responses from the board? I'm just thinking out loud. We haven't discussed this before, but just to know whether we should expect something back from the board in terms of feedback or something of the sort. Thank you.
I'll just comment there. I think, Marika, maybe you can remind me if I'm correct or anyone else who was on the GNSO cast or call most recently passed. I think what we agreed to do was first check that we had received a formal acknowledgement or not, and I think we were able to ascertain that we had received formal acknowledgement of receipt of this from both the board and the GAC. And I think it was our intention to then go ahead and say, well, to solicit any feedback on it, but I don't remember that. I need to go back and check my actions and what was decided, but that from memory, there was going to be a second follow-up that said, great, thanks, we're glad you got it. Now could you tell us if you felt this was useful? And maybe we can save that for a face-to-face meeting, but it could be done in writing as well. So as yet, we haven't received that feedback, but I think it was possibly our intention to push for. Maybe someone can remind me if I'm correct there. Marika confirms in the chat that that's what she understands as well. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, Jonathan. And I think this is obviously a very helpful device for ensuring effective communication. I have to confess, this is the first time I'm reading it now on the screen. I think that's maybe partly due to August being primarily taken up with vacation and IANA transition and IGF work for me, so I've just been conflicted in terms of time I can allocate, but I think it does merit, perhaps this is something for Olof to consider, submitting a reminder to the GAC, look, this is the first use of this review mechanism by the GNSO, and we should take note of it and advise if it needs refining in some way. Perhaps some of the text is a little bit dense, I don't know. I'm looking at it for the first time. If there is any issue that indicates some kind of variation in understanding between the GAC and the GNSO, well, that ideally would be highlighted very prominently, perhaps in the letter or in a brief intro to the matrix of details and answers to the question. You know, has this issue been raised before, and so on. That's my only suggestion. I very much support this continuing. Thanks.
Mark, those are helpful comments. And just to be clear, in my mind, and I know I'm pretty certain it was the same in the minds of others, and is that it's one of those things where you never quite know what kind of sensitive territory you're stepping on. So it wasn't clear it would be well received. So we were sensitive to how it was done. We warned of its potential, of the fact that we were working on something like this. We clearly think it's a very useful thing, and it would be really great to get broader feedback. So I agree with you. I think it would be very helpful if Olaf did stimulate that additional feedback. I think that point you made about the possibility of highlighting in bold typeface or another color or whatever, by whatever mechanism, issues where there does appear to be something that could need to be drawn out, where it would is a good idea as well. So that's great.
And this is all of just to confirm acceptance of taking on this little action. We'll do so before going on vacation tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Olaf. So I think that'll be helpful. It'll pick things up in the post-August time frame and hopefully get others to pay attention there as well. Go ahead, Manal.
Thanks, Jonathan. I think it would be also good if the initiative is discussed and feedback is sought from GAC during our joint meeting in Dublin. Again, if this is a bit late to follow up each meeting on the previous communique of the previous meeting, it would be also good to have this maybe as a subject of discussion with the GAC leadership. I believe there are mutual goals between the GNSO Council and the GAC leadership. Again, this I think would be something helpful to discuss, especially if it highlights, as Mark mentioned, any difference in views. Thank you.
Well, go ahead, Emma.
Thanks, Jonathan. This is Amar. First, I guess it's encouraging to be getting this feedback right now, and we certainly look forward to hearing more when the full GAC has had the opportunity to review this document. But apart from that, because as Jonathan said, this is not really, this initiative is not the product of this group, and certainly the GNSO Council will be looking forward to hearing more feedback from the GAC on it. But as far as this group is concerned, I have a question on to what extent members of this group from the GAC may think that this initiative may be helpful towards furthering our own goals regarding things like the pilot project we have on the GNSO's issue scoping phase and GAC's early engagement and the PDP at that point. Because as you... Part of the pilot project is, of course, to include any previous GAC communiques relevant to an issues report for a PDP, and some of that may be addressed here and may be helpful or constructive towards that end. And so I was just thinking, I mean, even if you haven't had a chance to look at this thought, when you do, it would be helpful to sort of keep that in mind and try to think about how this may or may not be helpful to quick look mechanism committees being formed by the GAC to look at issues reports. Thanks.
Thanks, Alan. My sense is that these are sort of parallel but relatively independent efforts. So that's I think the way I understand it. So go ahead, Mark.
Sorry, I just realised I was on mute. I just wondered if the question could be put again. I didn't quite understand the point. And this will complement the linkages on policy development. Beyond that, I didn't quite understand what the question was. Sorry.
Go ahead and repeat your thoughts.
Okay, thanks, Jonathan. And my apologies, Mark, for not being clear in my question. As Jonathan has said, this effort is not a product of this group, and as he rightly said again, it is an independent effort to the pilot project that was initiated by this group, and the quick look mechanism, which was a result of that pilot project. My question to this group is, because part of the contents of this sort of document would address GAC communiques to potential GNSO projects or working groups, PDP working groups that are about to begin and are actually at the issue scoping phase. So, for example, if you look at item one on the screen here regarding GTLD safeguards, you will see that there is GAC advice, there is a GNSO response about a PDP that is coming up and where some of this might be, some of the issues brought up in the GAC advice may be addressed in the issues report. So I'm just wondering if, for example, if you have a quick look mechanism committee set up to look at this upcoming PDP, and they look at a report like this one and sort of check the third or the fourth column, the last column on the right, to see how the issues report is addressing a GAC communique to this upcoming PDP. I'm just wondering if the GAC Quick Look Mechanism Committee would find this helpful or not. And I'm really, what I'm trying to do is just sort of narrow down where this independent project is sort of helpful to the work that this group is doing, because as Jonathan did say, they are sort of independent projects, but I think they are interrelated in some way. I hope that helps, Mark.
Just a quick comment there from Jonathan. I think a key point here is not to use the word communique to describe GAC input into a PDP. The GAC communique is a very specific output coming out of the meetings, really, the FACE GAC meetings. And it's a communication really direct to the ICANN board, as I understand it. And therefore, what we were doing was saying, well, this goes to the board from the GAC communique, but doesn't really, the reason for the work we did here was it doesn't necessarily make reference to or have any grounding in any ICANN policy work. So I agree with you. There is definitely one needs to be coordinated and correlated in the way this works, but it was a very specific way of, and this is where it was arguably could have been sensitive, and the GNSO is inserting itself, in one sense, into a communication between the GAC and the board, in good faith intentions, but that was why it was important to be, A, sure that this hadn't ruffled any feathers, and B, was understood that it wasn't, was, you know, what the intention was here was really to make both the board and the GAC aware of any existing policy work. And you're right, to the extent that existing policy work or prospective policy work had GAC involvement, well, it could have GAC involvement via early engagement or other mechanisms. So they're definitely connected, but... Okay, so then Olaf makes the point that the GAC communique is a little wider than straightforward GAC advice or the GAC advice to board, but the GAC advice could be part of the communique. Fair enough, that's a fair point. Okay, in interest of time, we should probably move things on a little bit, but go ahead, Manal.
I'm sorry to keep you from moving, but very quickly, because we were working on restructuring our communique a while ago in response to ATRC 1 and 2 recommendations, so it would be interesting also to hear, not necessarily on this call, the communique is clear enough for you and you were able to interpret the GAC advice clearly. We worked on this restructuring of the communique, but still there was some confusion recently where GAC mentioned terms like recommends and things like that. It was taken more flexible advice, whereas this was not what the GAC meant, because we assumed that everything under the PsyGAC advice to the board is GAC advice that would trigger the ICANN bylaws if partially or totally rejected. So just to pose the question while we're on the topic, but it would be good to hear your feedback on clarity of the communique as well, later maybe. Thank you.
Hello, and I see that's been captured in the notes, that's something. We could, we might even make that into a specific action to provide feedback as and when the next communique is, or at any time in and around the clarity and effectiveness of the GAC communique. All right, let me suggest we move on to item three then, which is to look at a review of the implementation of early engagement recommendations, the so-called quick look. Any comments or points? I think to the best of the effectiveness or not of the quick. Jonathan, I'm still here. I just was wondering if anyone had any feedback or comment on the early engagement recommendations today, the quick look mechanism.
Jonathan, you're cutting out a bit.
It doesn't work out. It looks like Jonathan has dropped out of the Adobe Connect, so I'm assuming he's trying to reconnect. Manal, do you want to? Are you in a position to take over?
Okay. Yes. So maybe we can take Avri till we have Jonathan back. Avri, go ahead, please.
Marika's hand was up way before mine.
Sorry. For letting me know. Marika, go ahead. I'm sorry, I missed your hand. Go ahead.
No problem at all, Manal. So this is Marika. Just maybe from a staff perspective, some feedback from our side. And I think we've already been working through the process, I think, now twice. So we've done it for the next generation RDS, or next generation who is issue reports that's currently out, or for which the public comment period just closed, as well as the new GTLD PDP, which has just been published as well. I think at least on the first one, I think something we did notice is that although we anticipated that it would take maybe longer for the GAC to come up with a response, I think in that case we actually received already the input before we had even published the issue report for public comment. So that did allow us, of course, to already include that information in the issue report, and maybe then it allows as well for the GAC to verify that the input that they have provided is actually available there. One thing I think we may want to think about, and again, we may want to do that at the end of our the period we set, which I think was five issue reports, is I think we now have a lot of like letters going back and forth that we do publish as kind of the public record, whether there's a way to kind of streamline that process. And also I think from the GAC side, maybe to think about, you know, what is the right timing, like when do they need the different notifications to align with the timing, because it looks like now maybe less time is needed to, you know, turn things around and provide input, which may mean that it is worth doing it at a later stage, or whether that means that actually their input can already be part of the issue report itself. If staff notifies, you know, immediately after the council or whoever requests the issue report, the GAC, it may mean that input is already provided before the issue report is published, so that can already be reflected in the issue report and as a result also be part of, you know, the public comment that people can provide. So that may be something, you know, just some points that I think we've noted, at least from the staff side, and I think from our side we'll try to take note of those, and when we get to the stage of the formal review, we may be able to make some suggestions as well on where there may be opportunities for streamlining or enhancements to facilitate the process.
And this is Olof. On the very same note, Marika and I have talked about another aspect, and that is how to keep a record of the GAC input. And to that end, it would probably be the most useful to see that the GAC input for the quick look from the quick look mechanism would be also entered into the public comment box. Well, in order for that's at least a thought, in order to have a trace of it in some consistent manner.
Yeah, thanks, Olof, and thanks, Marika. Yes, I think this is a good idea, Olof. And Marika, you have obviously also answered every question. So, Jonathan, would you like to take over? Are you back online?
Thanks, Mal. Can you confirm that you can hear me clearly?
Yes, we can.
Okay, thanks. So I wasn't clear that I wasn't following it completely. So did we deal with item 3 adequately, or is there more to say about the quick look mechanism so far?
I think we have heard from the staff side. Marika and Olof shared their experience and suggestion to also have the GAC input on record of the public comments to keep track of the GAC input. Maybe if we have more comments out of experience, either from the GNSO side or the GAC side. From the GAC side, I think it is better structured now. Again, we didn't have the chance to discuss this within the GAC, but maybe from individual perspectives, we can hear from other GAC colleagues or GNSO colleagues. Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Marika. Sorry, Jonathan, I didn't hear. I think you were breaking up again, so I didn't hear your your introduction or your comment. But the point I wanted to make, and I think it also links already to the next point, is that one thing the group may want to start thinking about is, you know, how should the review look? Is that something we can already work on in the interim? What are some of the questions we want to answer, or, you know, sort of kind of matrix or something we want to use to do that evaluation and come up with recommendations on how to improve and enhance the mechanism, and as well, indeed, potential formal inclusion of it in the GNSO PDP manual. And I think that also links to the next question on a review of the pilot project. Probably some thinking needs to go in as well, like how should that review look and how can that be done?
Okay. Can I confirm that audio is okay now?
I can hear you fine now.
Okay, great, thanks. So any other feedback or points at this stage? So we've got, I'm just wondering what actions arise out of this, if anything. I guess it's hard for me to see if there's, I mean, it's useful to have a couple of notes and the thoughts, but is there anything that we take directly from this? That's reasonable, Mark. Mark suggests that.
Hello, Jonathan. It's Mason.
Go ahead, Mason. Mark's also got his hand up. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I apologize. I'm about to board an airplane, so I have to drop off the call. But with your permission, I'll follow up with Marika and you after the call.
Yeah, great, Mason. That would be good. I think that'll be useful. We'll share the notes with you, obviously, and if that's fine.
Okay. All right. My apologies.
And Mark,
all right. Talk to you soon.
No problem, Mason. Thanks for joining at this time. But Mark suggests that we get a brief paper out to the GAC and on what is live at the time of Dublin, and so that we get proper feedback. And I think at a face-to-face meeting, that'll be very useful. So. Good. Let's keep things moving then. Mark, did you want to add any more of it?
No, I'll help you keep moving. So it's in my comment, and thanks for the reaction. Thank you.
We've captured that. That's good. And I see there's quite some support for that from Amar and Manal and Olga in the chat. So that's good. All right, the next topic, which is a little unfortunate, I guess, that Mason has to go, and maybe, I mean, that doesn't matter too much in the sense that I think we can probably, it's not desperately urgent to pick this up now, but at some point we need to do some work and on the pilot project, on the GNSO liaison to the GAC, and both evaluate that and make a recommendation as to whether it continues or not, whether it continues in a modified form or not, or whether it's not successful. So we really need to and I think from my memory, that the last GNSO call, last GNSO meeting, what we decided was we would be receptive to recommendations from this group. So it's something which, again, we may want to take back to the groups and get feedback on, or because, you know, we might find it useful to actually talk to other GAC colleagues, for example. But essentially there was a receptiveness to this group providing a first attempt at how we might evaluate the success of this GNSO liaison to the GAC. Any comments or thoughts at this stage on how we might do that, or what thoughts there might be? Olga, go ahead.
Thank you, Jonathan. This is Olga Cavalli. For the record, can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
No problem. Hey, no problem.
Oh, thank you so much, Manon. There's a lot of noise in the lines. I'm sorry. I'm not sure if my comment is for this topic of the agenda or the next one, but some working groups, internal working groups in the GAC, are reviewing things related with new rounds of new GPLDs, like, for example, the community applications working group that Mark is involved in, the geonames and community names of TLDs that I chair, and also the underserved regions. My question is, how can we start feeding some outcomes and some ideas that we have gathered within the GAC to your or PDP process or to your general GNSO deliberations about this new round of new GPLDs? Maybe it's for point six in the agenda or for this one. Perhaps the coordination with the liaison would be the first step. We were thinking about, at least in the GeoNames working group where I'm chairing, is preparing a document with some outcomes and some ideas that we have concluded in the working group and submitted to the GNSO, but perhaps you can give us some orientation on how to inject this information into your process.
Certainly, Olga. I think that's a good point. Let's see. Yeah, it's strictly not for this point. Let's try and close item four and then pick up on this. I think item four has anyone got anything specific they would like to respond to item four, which is on how we might review the GNSO liaison to the GAC, and then we can come back to Olga's point on feedback into the CDP and so on. Manal, what are you responding to?
Thanks, Jonathan. I was going to suggest that maybe the paper that Mark suggested that the Secretariat circulate could also indicate the liaison role. I mean, it could state the whole mechanism of cooperation and seek feedback on the different phases of it and how smooth it is running and whether there are any suggestions for improvements or enhancements. Because I see this again related to the early engagement. I mean, the early engagement is partially the quick look mechanism and partially the GAC, the GNSO liaison to the GAC. So maybe recirculating that.
I lost you at the end of that comment, Manal, but I think I got the gist of it. I think it's a really good point. It's really picking up on that. It feels like actually this is given the fact that this group hasn't met for a while, given the fact that it's been summer holidays for many, or at least a kind of August recess, it may well make sense to provide a form of update or briefing paper to the GAC that can be copied to GNSO as well that updates on the work of this group and seeks and highlights really where key areas of feedback are desired. Marika, go ahead.
This is Marika. One thing to take into account, of course, in relation to the review, and I think you commented before that there may not be any rush, but of course this is closely linked as well to the FY17 planning. So just something to factor in that I think for the previous two cycles where special community budget requests had to be in, I think, by February or March. So should the group recommend that they should continue on the path of special budget requests, that is something to factor in, that there is a specific timeline involved by which that would need to be known. And similarly, of course, if this would become part of the normal budget, if the recommendation would be to go ahead with this function but make it a standard feature, it would also, of course, need to be factored into the budget planning for FY17. So that's a little bit, I think, the timeline that the group may want to keep in mind as you think about this.
Very good and pragmatic point, Marika. And I think, to my mind, there's no question about that. We need to, when we communicate and this proposed short paper that will go out to the GAC seeking feedback on various elements, it should include that we need feedback within a certain time frame to either submit make this liaison role part of the regular budget or the alternative date to get it as part of the special budget. But in either case, I think getting those dates into the communique would be very into the communication on the work of this group would be very useful. Manal, is that your old hand or a new one? If it is a new one. Okay, so that hand is dropped, but we note your suggestion in the chat, which follows on from what you were saying and is essentially consistent. But I was just saying that dealing with the form of
briefing paper update on the work of this group and seeking feedback, including the early, the quick look mechanism and the GSL liaison.
Well, thanks, Jonathan. This is Amr. To start off with, I think Menno's suggestion is also a pretty sensible one. I support that. I just wanted to sort of add to what Marika said, FY17 and the budgeting issues. That is very important. I think that's why this sort of came up as an independent item on the GNSO Council agenda during the last meeting. Thanks for pointing that out, Marika. It was suggested at that time that this group sort of takes a look at this, and I think that's a good idea. And the reason I do is because although the GNSO Council may have aspects of looking at the GNSO liaison to the GAC that are independent of the early engagement project, just because of the budgeting issues and requesting the budget. But from our perspective, the liaison role is a product of the group, and sort of supposed to feed into the purpose of GAC early engagements with the GNSO processes. So as an answer to how this group could sort of review this role and perhaps give feedback or recommendations on the extent to which it is desirable for it to continue or evolve, I think it would be a good idea to sort of evaluate the role within evaluation of the different phases of the work that we do here. So for example, sort of evaluate the role of the liaison in the quick look mechanism in the issue scoping phase, and as we continue to make recommendations on later phases of the PDP, then we can also evaluate the role of the liaison within the context of the recommendations for these different phases. I think this sort of the review of the liaison will itself evolve as the roles of the liaison increase across time. For the time being, I would recommend that we do continue and request, if not a permanent budget allocation, at least another temporary one until there is more outcome from this group and the opportunity to implement and review it. Thanks.
Thanks, Hamas. So in essence, we would try and repeat the formula for one more cycle. But it would be good to get a broader feedback that's a desirable outcome. So anything, we need to ask that question, I think, in our output to the GAC and seek on that if possible, and just know the time frame as well. I also note Mark's point in the chat, which is as part of the review, as we design any review mechanism, we should, of course, take feedback from the person who's been working in that role, from Mason on that role. On to Olga's point here, which I think you may have also been wanting to respond to, Marika. Olga was asking the question earlier then about feedback into, I think, the most recently most recent emerging PDP on the new GTLDs, second round new GTLDs. Go ahead, Marika.
Yes, so this is Marika. So to Olga's question, as you may be aware, the preliminary issue report is currently out for public comment. The main objective of that public comment period is to provide feedback on the information that is in the issue report, and mainly from the perspective, is there something missing? Are there any topics that the PDP should be looking at that have not been identified, or any specific information that is not included? Following that, based on the input received, the final issue report will be produced that will be submitted to the GNSO Council, which will then decide whether or not to move forward with a policy development process on this topic. If or when the GNSO decides to move ahead, a PDP working group would be formed, and one of the first steps that working group would do is to reach out to all the ICANN SOs and ACs, as well as GNSO stakeholder groups and constituency, to ask for early input. And that would likely be the right moment for the different GAC working groups to provide their recommendations on potential solutions or modifications or changes to the existing policy recommendations. So I think that's probably the best sequence. So now focus should ideally be on have all issues that need to be addressed been included in the issue report, and that issue report is currently out for public comment. And then after that, there's the opportunity when the working group starts at work to provide early input on the potential ideas, suggestions, recommendations on how certain things should be changed or where new policy may need to be created as part of the PDP. So I hope that helps. But I see Olga's hand is up, so maybe I wasn't clear enough.
No. Thank you, Marika. This is Olga. Again, you were very clear. Just an additional question to your comment. Would it be useful for the working group, for example, on geo names and community names as new GTLDs, make some comments as a working group in this stage of the process? In the document that is out for comments now?
So this is Rick, if I can respond. I think on that specific topic, there is actually a separate initiative that is looking at that issue, the cross-community working group that is formed between the GNSO and the CCNSO. And I know that several GAC members are participating in that as well. And I know that a letter has gone out from, I think, the CCNSO and the GNSO to the GAC, I think encouraging or requesting some further consultation or coordination around the work in that area as it is closely linked. So that may be a separate track where further information or exchanges need to take place. With regard to the PDP, again, I think the best thing would be to focus, and I think it has been identified in the issue report as an area that needs further consideration, and that is already being worked on in the CWG. So I think the idea will be that anything that comes out of the CWG would automatically feed into the PDP, and similarly, my anticipation as well, you know, what the GAC will produce would also feed into that conversation. So I think, you know, from my perspective, indeed, the focus should be in relation to that topic, is there anything missing in the issue report that hasn't been identified? But any proposals for solutions, I think, are better suited in the PDP itself. But as I said, I think there's a request out from the CCNSO and the GNSO to have some further conversations around how to ensure coordination between the two efforts that are currently looking at this topic, so that there can already be, you know, some streamlining between those two efforts and exchanges of views. But that's at least my understanding of the things.
Thanks, Marika. I see, Og, you did have your hand up, but it's now dropped, so do come in if you would like to now. And I can just confirm also that there was a letter relating to the whole geographic and territory work. So, but that feels to me like something, well, A, just to check with, make sure that that's known about, and that feels like something which should come up at the joint leadership call, which we should have before the Dublin meeting, apropos item 5 of this meeting. So, Olga, go ahead. Your hand is now up.
Yes, thank you very much, Jonathan. I'm sorry for taking so many times the microphone. This is Olga Cavalli. About the first community working group on the use of country and territory names of new GTLDs. The internal working group of the GAC, and I think I have mentioned this other times, so apologies for those that have already heard from me, it's focusing in the names that are not in any list. So it's a group that it's trying to provide feedback to different processes within ICANN, to the staff and to the GNSO, to avoid the misunderstandings and problems we had with some number names from regions to regions and places that are not in any official ISO or United Nations list for the moment. So it's I saw the letter, and it's a little bit strange that many people in the GAC want to coordinate, but I am the only one that when I can, I join the calls. And sometimes it's clashing with other activities. So I will try to bring more attention into the GAC to have more coordination and participation in those calls. But I would like to stress the fact that those working groups, the cross-community working group and the internal GAC working group, are different. They have a different focus. So what we would like to inject and suggest to the GNSO, and we are already doing that with ICANN staff, is some conclusions and some outcomes that we have realized about the use of geographic and community names in new rounds of UGTLDs which are not in list to avoid misunderstandings in the next round. So that's the focus of our work.
Thanks for setting the record straight, or at least clarifying that from your perspective, Olga. That's helpful. It could still be useful to pick that up as one point. I think even if we just repeat that message with the leadership of the two different groups in when GAC and GSO when we meet, I think that could be a useful one agenda item. All right, we've got 5 more minutes, and we did not think we would probably get through item 6 we'll set up at the next meeting, but certainly a quick point on item 5 then, the ongoing communication and coordination. Are current mechanisms like GNSO liaison to the GAC, which we've obviously done, and GNSO GAC leadership calls prior to every ICANN meeting sufficient, or do other mechanisms need to be considered? Well, I mean, my thought is that we haven't really developed those fully yet, and I'll open this with saying I suspect they are, and we've got to make sure we do them, and we should ensure that we do have a leadership call before the next meeting, so that we then have an effective face-to-face meeting. Are there any other thoughts on this topic, item 5?
Just to ask about the current status, I mean, do you have regular calls with GAC leadership? Is it just one call before meeting? Actually, I'm not aware of the specifics of how things are currently managed on a day-to-day basis.
Good point, Manal. The short answer is no. We don't. There's no regular calls set up. I think there was most recently a plan to make sure we had at least one call prior to each face-to-face meeting. And indeed, from memory, we had one prior to the last meeting. And here we propose to ensure that there is at least another one takes place, since that is one of the products agreement that there will be. Oh, sorry, one of the products of this group is that one of our mechanisms. So the short answer is they haven't been happening on any kind of regular basis. I think the current proposal and working assumption is that we will have at least one intersessional call, and it will be relatively to each forthcoming face-to-face meeting. Okay, it sounds like we've had a bit of catching up, all of us, collective catching up with one another to do, which has been useful. I suppose what we should do is now skip to item 7, since there's just 2 or 3 minutes before the top of the hour. I think we've got quite a few next steps in the form of actions and various things to take place. The question is, when should we meet again? It feels to me like we could potentially usefully meet not too long from now, or probably a couple of weeks from now may not be a bad idea, 2-3 weeks from now. How do others feel? I mean, I think we've got onto a 3-weekly cycle previously, and maybe that's about the right amount of time for it not to get too long before we meet. It'll probably bridge between now and Dublin. Marika, go ahead if you have.
Yeah, this is Marika. I actually had 2 points. First, on 6, I know we don't have time to discuss, but I would like to encourage everyone to look at the document I circulated, because it has some ideas in there, but it's definitely kind of, you know, where others should provide input as well and suggestions on elements that the group may want to look at. And for the next meeting, as we do have quite a number of topics, I think that require further work, and also taking into account that the Dublin meeting is not that far away, and I would actually like to suggest that maybe in 2 weeks' time may not be a bad moment to pick things up and continue the conversation, which would be the 22nd of September.
There seems to be a couple of I've recently noted her support. I'm in support of 2 weeks. That seems reasonable. Summer. So let's put that in the diary then. Let's schedule for 2 weeks from now, same time I expect, and then we can pick up these various points. So We can circulate the notes. The recording will be available. Try and encourage others to participate, including, you know, those from the GNSO and the unable to be here today. We'll can actively encourage them. And there's quite a few takeaways, I think. Any other final points anyone would like to make at this stage? Any other points? Please raise your hand. Circulate the notes, the action items, and plan to meet then again in 2 weeks' time. I see Mark says there's a problem for him on the 22nd. Let me just, having agreed to it, check my own diary.
It doesn't work. I've seen that there's an accountability working group meeting that runs until what runs in parallel to this call.
Now, I wonder if we shouldn't just make it later on the 22nd rather than change the day. Later on the 22nd, how do you feel about that?
We could do 1500 UTC. Okay.
Yeah, 1500 UTC is suggested. Okay, let's lock on to that then, if that's okay. 1500 UTC, unless there are any objections. Sounds like we've got a few yeses at least. Yeah, make the suggestion of 1500 UTC. Let's seek feedback, and I think we'll provisionally schedule it for that, unless there are analysis, it might be a bit late. I mean, the alternative is we do some sort of doodle for that Tuesday, Wednesday time. Let's see what Mark says, and then... Okay, so let's do a doodle for Tuesday, Wednesday. Let's set up two or three times for both days, and let's try and secure a meeting for Tuesday, Wednesday, 2 weeks from now. And we'll do that. I'm not sure we can stick to 22nd at 1500 UTC. We'll probably have to doodle and get the best response. It's not a bad way of engaging people to be in the meeting as well. I see Brian's now joined us as well, so... I'm not sure when you join, Brian, but welcome, and let's make sure we engage you and everyone else in when the right time for meeting is. Okay, well, let's call it a day for now. We'll set up a meeting in 2 weeks' time, and we'll pick up the actions in the meantime and review them when we come back together. Thanks, everyone. Talk to you in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.